Bodybuilding confusion. Don't lift heavy, lift a lot. And sets and reps are sus. There are two kinds of heavy. The heavy you can lift non-stop for an hour or two, and the heavy that you can only lift 10 or 30 times. If I had to make an interesting guess, which is to say not quite true, I'd say that sets and reps were invented by trainers to get people to use all the equipment. Because a real workout demands that you do not put the dumbbells down. Ever. And a real workout is always 5, 10, or 15 pounds, and never heavier, rarely heavier. So it may be just easier to tell people to do 30 lifts and move to another spot. If this was true, then you'd think that it would be better to tell everyone the truth and turn the gym into a bodybuilder factory. The sign-ups would go through the roof and scare the heck out of the local fire marshal. But there is a time requirement here. 1 or 2 or maybe 3 hours for large people. And this asks a lot of an otherwise busy person, not to mention that it's also physically exhausting. The correct instruction may even go as far as asking gym members to quit their job for a few months. Even our imaginary gym creator would know that people wouldn't do this. Perhaps members are more likely to pay for an impression of fitness, a dream of fitness, and will in fact be unwilling to pay the greater price for the real thing. And then, you know, business being business, imaginary or not, any gym would just end up selling whatever sells just to stay in business. Now, as to lifting heavy, it leads to injury and downtime, and a real workout is 5 to 7 days a week. Whether you actually don't show up for the gym or work out broken somehow, it is equally as bad in context of bodybuilding. And lifting heavy doesn't injure you just once. It will injure you frequently enough so that you just stop showing up. General injury is all the argument you need against lifting heavy. But just think about injuring your back or tearing a muscle. If a rational argument like this is not enough, then here's the doozy. Lifting heavy does not actually build muscle. Lifting whatever frequently enough and hanging around weights and changing them and moving will build more muscle than laying down on a bench press and lifting something heavy a few times. Just being around weights will grow muscle, but it will take many, many years. This is by far the slowest way to build muscle. Not only are you in danger of some serious injury, but it is also the slowest way to build muscle. Now, as to the correct way, the fast and easy and pretty painless. Any jogger will tell you that they grew muscles from jogging. But as you can imagine, their muscles didn't keep growing. And that is, of course, because they don't continue challenging those muscles with more weight. Joggers may run faster, but most are not going to put on a weight vest and grab onto dumbbells, then come home and eat a cow or two so that the body is not getting starved. Our imaginary jogger will first work on the endurance to jog for an hour with something like 3-pound dumbbells. They will almost feel like nothing, but muscles across the entire body will be adapting to the new mechanics. They will be awakening. As a result, the jogger will have a much easier time jogging with 5-pound dumbbells. They may not even need to stop during their jog because the 3-pound weights would prepare them, would ease them in. By the time they start jogging with 8 or 10 pounds, they will look very athletic. It is a rare gym that will let you jog with dumbbells because your hands need to be free if you trip on a treadmill. Jogging with dumbbells outside the gym actually demands that the plates on your dumbbell are higher than your knuckles, so that as you fall, you ram the dumbbells into the ground without letting go, and the plates will somewhat protect your hand. You also need rubber-coated dumbbells, as the salts in your sweat will rust the metal in days. But there is actually something better than jogging. You see, jogging asks you that you stabilize your body and back and hit the ground in the same precise way over and over. Exercise should be better than this. You need to twist and turn, not stabilize. The thing that is better than jogging with dumbbells is shuffle dancing with dumbbells. Dancing is far superior in terms of stretching and engaging muscles throughout the entire body. Like joggers, at first you may need to stop every once in a while, but like joggers, you must also aim to close that gap so that you can run non-stop. First for 15 minutes, then for 30, for 45, 1 hour, and if you are large, add 1 or 2 more hours. Dance trance, where you aim to hit every beat of your songs, and interval timers that tell you when to start and when to stop, help a lot. But you know what the most helpful thing here is? Jogging, and then jogging with light dumbbells. And then, after your body's used to jogging with light dumbbells, you go to the gym, where you can replace non-stop jogging with dumbbells with non-stop dancing with dumbbells in a much safer environment than the street. And you should never let weather ruin your workout, so gyms are really good for that. Then you just keep moving up the dumbbells, where your entire body builds muscles in correct sequence to support natural movement. At 15 pounds for 2 or 3 hours per day, you will see results weekly. Dancing with 15 pounds for 3 hours non-stop every day is probably as far as you will ever care to go, both because your muscles are going to be huge and because 15 pounds per hands does add up to 30 pounds, and you want to avoid that potential injury. Presumably, some may feel that once you put 30 pounds on your spine, you really need to start using the machines where you can isolate muscles and protect your back while still lifting 30 plus pounds. But the value of dancing and twisting and turning and maybe jogging or running is so huge that you won't ever want to sit or lay in a gym. You will yearn for that movement. That movement will make you feel forever young and healthy. Dancing with dumbbells gives you more than just big muscle. It brings you health and joy.